This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Voice-Activated Sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system. Sync gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Thursday's Front Page, New York Governor David Patterson won't face charges for intervening in a domestic violence case against one of his top aides. A judge blocked key elements of Arizona's immigration law. The ruling means the police can't check someone's immigration status while, say, writing a speeding ticket. And New York education officials adjusted the results of the standardized tests they said were too easy to pass. The new results are not pretty. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says New York Governor David Patterson won't face charges for intervening in a domestic violence case involving a top aide. A retired judge who investigated the matter says Patterson and his advisors made errors of judgment. Judge Judith Kaye found Patterson had repeatedly contacted the victim in the case after a fight with Patterson aide David Johnson. The governor even called after he asked Attorney General Andrew Cuomo to look into the matter. Judge Kaye concluded the governor's actions did not rise to the level of an offense like witness tampering, but she recommended that the Bronx District Attorney consider charges against Johnson. Also on Thursday's Front Page, a federal judge blocked the most controversial provisions of Arizona's immigration law just hours before it was to take effect. Judge Susan Bolton said officers can't check someone's immigration status while doing routine enforcement duties like writing traffic tickets. Times reporter Randall Archibald explains.
Over and over again in this ruling, she accepted the arguments that were outlined by the United States either in their court papers or at a hearing that was held last week, which is basically that this law interferes with federal immigration authority, that the nation needs to speak with one voice on immigration matters, that we can't have, 50 states or, several hundred cities even enact ordinances designed to control immigration because that's never been the intent of Congress. It causes all sorts of problems for the federal government, both internally and diplomatically. So she basically did side with the general argument that immigration enforcement and regulation is a federal matter.
Times reporter Randall Archibald. The Pentagon is reviewing classified battlefield reports made public this week to see whether Afghan informants are at risk for reprisal. A Pentagon spokesman says a military assessment team hasn't reached any conclusions. The Times searched through some of the documents released by WikiLeaks. Some had names of dozens of Afghans credited with providing useful information to American and NATO troops. On Capitol Hill, some lawmakers are doing an about-face on internet gambling. They now favor legalizing online poker and other non-sports betting. They say a ban they supported back in 2006 drove web-based casinos offshore. Now they want the IRS to tax internet gaming. They say that could bring in up to $42 billion over 10 years. Here in New York, state education officials regraded the standardized tests they said were too easy to pass. They now say half the students in New York City don't measure up to state standards in reading. Mayor Michael Bloomberg had been boasting that more than two-thirds did. Statewide, only 61% are at grade level in math. Education Chancellor Merrill Tisch says parents shouldn't be disappointed or angry. She says the new numbers will let officials look at what schools can do differently. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Voice-Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And Sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands-free so you can keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Thursday's Times, the number of immigrants found dead in deserts around Tucson is soaring. Since the first of the year, more than 150 people suspected of being illegal have been found dead there. This despite signs that fewer immigrants are crossing the border illegally. The number of people caught trying to sneak across without a visa stands at about half the record set back in 2000, when 616,000 people were arrested. Democrats, Republicans, President Obama, they're all claiming they're true friends of small business owners. That was clear when Senate Democrats pushed ahead with a bill to increase lending to small businesses. The president visited a sub shop in Edison, New Jersey. The idea was to highlight the Democrats' small business agenda. Republicans say Democrats are strangling small businesses with higher taxes and heavy-handed regulation, even though Mr. Obama said in New Jersey that he'd cut taxes for small businesses. For the first time, a state government is developing regulations that would tell doctors how to do their jobs when prescribing powerful and sometimes deadly painkillers. Washington State wants to require doctors to send patients for outside evaluation if they're not improving. Drug companies and some patient groups say the restrictions are unfair, but some experts say the growing use of long-acting painkillers like OxyContin and fentanyl is a major factor in a nationwide epidemic of overdose deaths. Russia has money troubles. The government there wants to wipe out a budget deficit by privatizing state-owned companies. It's hoping that will bring in $29 billion. Moscow plans to sell minority stakes in 11 companies, including the National Oil Company and the National Railroad. Also on the block, a fleet of merchant marine vessels and a company that manages hydroelectric dams.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Star Trek star Leonard Nimoy's latest voyage took him to Massachusetts. He asked people to show their true selves, then he took their pictures. Now the photographs are in the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art. It's Nimoy's first solo show. It turns out that he's an accomplished photographer. Back in the 1970s, he even thought about giving up acting to take pictures full time. Now, at age 79, he says he's finally finished with movies and television. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.